everyone. Welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Tiffany, and I work for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recent graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. So, hi, Caleb. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Good. How are you?
Great. A little tired. We're coming up on some final exams here. We split our semester up into a 10-week period and a 4-week period, and we're about to finish this 10-week period. So, getting a little tired, but getting through it.
see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
There. All right. So, first question: what school do you attend, and where is it located?
Okay. I go to a small private school. It's called Hampton Sydney College. Our college was established back in 1775, and it is now the 10th oldest college in the United States. It is one of four all-male colleges left in the United States. We actually have our own area code here at Hampton Sydney. But when people usually talk about our school, they usually say that it's in Farmville, Virginia. It's a very rural area, a lot of farms, it's a very traditional, you know, country lifestyle type of area, which I mean, I like, so it's great. So, yeah.
All right. So you mentioned a little bit about the town being rural and everything. So lots and lots of fields. How close are you exactly to the town?
Downtown Farmville, we're probably 10 minutes away. We're right down the street. It's pretty much a straight shot. You leave out of here. And I mean, there's actually two different ways that you can take. You can take back Hampton Sydney Road. That's what it's actually called. Or you can take pretty much like a main road back towards the downtown Farmville area. So it's only about 10 minutes, so not that far.
Let's talk about the campus. So what size is it? Is it easy to navigate? How far do you typically walk, bike, do you shuttle, and what's parking like?
Right. Our campus it sits on 1,300 acres of very beautiful country land. It's very, very large. And when I'm talking about this, it's not specifically just buildings and offices and, you know, structures or anything like that. We have a lot of, you know, natural attractions and, nature preserved areas. It's very wooded, not urbanized at all. Our campus, it actually has three stocked fishing ponds on, where students can go spend a little time and with a pole and reel if they want and fish a little bit. We have a 3-mile trail called the Wilson Trail, where you can get out and, you know, journey a little bit, clear your mind if you need to. And then, of course, there's wildlife everywhere. We have an overload of squirrels, I believe. It's like they brought a bunch of squirrels here to to live. And if you go through a day and don't see at least 10 around campus, then something must be wrong. But get into the more structural part of campus where, you know, like the buildings and offices and everything is. It's more in the center of campus. Most of them are, well, not most of them, but we have a couple over 100 or 100 years old. You know, this is a very, very, you know, old college. And we preserve a lot of our, you know, buildings and stuff like that. And as far as navigating around campus, it's actually very, very easy. We don't need a shuttle or a bus or anything like that. Usually everyone walks or rides a bike to campus. To their classes and stuff. Some people use scooters. And I've even started to notice lately that students are buying remote controlled skateboards and electric scooters.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a little different, but it's easy to get around campus and everything. So it's actually very useful.
Very cool. Yeah. So do you live on campus?
I do. I live on campus. We have a bunch of different, different types of residence halls. I've lived on campus every year since my freshman year. As far as like the housing and stuff like that, when you come in as a freshman, it's pretty much picked for you where you live at. But you do get the luxury of picking your own roommate, which is good.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
If you have somebody in mind that you want a room with, you can request it, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to get that roommate. When you come in as a freshman, there's two completely freshman residences. They're more in the center of campus. They're actually not bad, dormitories, because there's sort of like a totem pole system as far as like getting housing and stuff. Obviously, when you're a freshman, it's not the best, but and actually it's funny, one of our freshman dorms, it was built in 1824, and it's actually the oldest continuously used four-story dormitory in the United States.
That's incredible. Yeah,
it's pretty wild. It's not bad looking or anything like that. They've remodeled and done some things in there, of course, obviously, being old a bunch, we also, after your freshman year, you get more of an opportunity to kind of pick, where you want to, live and who you want to live with. Like if you have more people than just the one person that you're with your freshman year, or of course if you've met somebody while you've been here. There is on our campus, it's called the fraternity circle. That is where all of our fraternity houses are. And if you join Greek life, you could potentially live in whichever fraternity house that you join, as if you want to do that. Also at the fraternity circle, there's the minority student union house where people live at. And then there's also a house called the Tiger Athletic Club house. We call it TAC, and athletes live here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes non-athletes live there.
nice.
And then also, like on the weekends, if there are any, females that come to, hang out or go to a party or something like that, there is actually a women's house where they can stay at if they want. We do also have off-campus houses. I've obviously never lived in an off-campus house, but they're pretty nice. You just get a group of people together and you apply as a group, which is similar to how on-campus residence is done. I live in like an apartment style. It's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. We got a living room, half kitchen, so it's pretty.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And also, we just built a new complex last year. And it's very, very nice. The new complex, they're apartment style, I'm pretty sure. And they are super, super nice on the inside, of course. But And I think the largest living area, like number of people wise, it's around 6 to 8 people.
As far as
like an on-campus house. Or not on-campus That's house, but like a room.
Like the dorms.
Right, like the dormitories. I think the largest one holds around 6 to 8 people, I'm pretty sure.
Well, those sound nice. What about the food? What's it like?
Well, no, all in all, the food is not terrible. There are things in there that are very good, and there are some things that aren't the best. But, I mean, that's everywhere you go. I mean, that's just going to happen.
Very true.
And we have many different options when we go into our dining hall, which is a good thing. Also on campus, we have a it's pretty much like a small restaurant, honestly. It's called the Tiger Inn because we're the Tigers, of course. We call it the TI. It's pretty, like I said, it's a pretty much a small restaurant, and it serves some very, very good food. They have TVs in there. They play music. They have big tables for big groups. They got couches. And then also, when you turn 21, we have it's actually a small bar in there that serves a select few types of alcoholic beverages.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep, it's very convenient also for, people who don't want to go off campus or anything like that. So it's pretty much a good spot if you don't feel like going off campus or to get food, or if you don't want to go to the Commons for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because I'm pretty sure I usually go there for dinner, but I'm pretty sure they serve breakfast and lunch also. And then do you want to know anything about off campus food?
Sure.
So, okay. Off campus, we have an abundance of options. And this is going back towards the downtown Farmville area. Like I said, it's a 10-minute drive, not even 10 minutes for some of the stuff. Actually, right down the street, we have a place called Fish and Pig. And it is nice. Actually very, very good. And I know you said you went to Longwood, so you know you know about a lot of this. Fast food-wise, we have pretty much every fast food restaurant now known to man, I feel like, in the Farmville area. And then sit down and dine in restaurant wise, there are a few. I know there's a Buffalo Wild Wings, Applebee's. There's a couple of privately owned restaurants, of course, that aren't like huge corporate restaurants like the Buffalo Wild Wings or Olive Garden or anything like that. They serve some very, very, very great food.
So can you tell me about your best faculty experience?
I'll just say this first. The relationships, you know, that we have with our professors and, you know, the people who work on our campus is, I'd say, greater than no other. It's sitting down and having lunch with them or meeting them in their office whenever you need it, to having phone calls with the faculty members if you need help. Or even, you know, like our president, he sits down and he reviews and gives students tips on their resumes. It's unbelievable, like what it's done at this school. And everyone is outgoing and will do whatever they can to put a smile on your face or lead you to succeed, you know. So my best experience, I would say, I was actually in one of my major required classes, and it was just a topic that just wouldn't stick with me. And I went to the professor, and he's very, very good man. He has all my respect. And he said, I'm not going to give you the answers because that obviously won't help you. He said, I'll lead you in the right direction. And he said, I'll watch you get the answers. And then I'm going to teach you how to do it. No, he said, then I want you to teach me how to do it again with a few different examples. And he was like, that'll make you better. And of course, learn it. And he said, I'll explain why after. And we did that, and it's crazy because it was like I learned their material like it was 1 + 2 = 3. And afterwards, we went and had lunch together in the Commons, and I mean, we had a great conversation about life, and I was like, it just kind of put in perspective how great the school is, and just the things that we can do as students with our professors that other students may not be able to do at, you know, bigger schools and, you know, stuff like that. So I'd say that's probably been my best experience with a faculty member so far since I've been here.
Yeah, pluses is of having a smaller school. You get more one-on-one time.
Exactly.
All right, so what is campus like life? I know that you said that you're a football player. Yes, ma'am.
Our campus, it's always full of exciting, caring, outgoing people. It's everyone is selfless, and the energy here is always great. this is honestly a one of a kind place in so many different ways that it's mind blowing, you know. So as far as athletics, I would say that our athletic department is one of the best in NCAA Division III. And when I say this, I can confidently speak on, you know, I'm not just talking about like the performance of our teams or anything like that. I'm talking about like our players and coaches, the facilities, and, you know, the hard work and dedication and like leadership, sportsmanship, everything that's involved in athletics. You know, I would say we have one of the best programs in the NCAA Division III. We take our athletics, you know, very, very, very serious here. That's everybody, including the players, the coaches, faculty, fans, alumni, everyone who was involved at Hampton Sydney. We take it very, very serious here. And as I said, I play football. I'm a running back here in Hampton Sydney, and so I know firsthand. You can trust me and believe me on that. Get into some other things. I know, like our Greek life, of course. I'm not a member of fraternity, of course, at Hampton Sydney, but I'm friends with people and whole fraternities. And I know that our Greek life is, it's a very, very big aspect of our school. Our fraternity members, they take it very, very serious. And even us who aren't in fraternities, we take it a little bit serious also, just because we know how big of a part of it is, like how big the Greek life is, of our culture, you know, at Hampton Sydney. Our fraternities, they're very involved in the community and on campus doing many different things. I see them all the time doing different stuff. And then I mentioned earlier that the fraternity circle, it's where our fun happens on the weekend. You know, people come from different colleges, from different states, colleges all over Virginia, you know, to have fun with us. And everyone is usually welcome, as long as you're not causing trouble or anything like that, you know. We all have a great time and we make some everlasting memories. So as far as clubs and things like that, we have many different clubs on campus that people can join if they want, from outdoor specific clubs to educational clubs to clubs that involve, you know, gaming or stuff like that. There are usually events that happen on campus. There are events that are educational. There are events that are, you know, fun. Our school is very, very keen on learning and taking our education very serious. So, you know, we have important individuals, you know, speakers that come and lecture, and you can attend those. Some lectures are even done by our professors. I mean, of course, our professors are outstanding people who are very, very, very smart. listening to them in lectures will benefit you, you know, just as well as having an individual come, you know, and speak. And then also, as I said, we have fun events, like also such as, you know, cook-offs. That's a big thing here. Chili cook-offs. There's gaming tournaments where you can win prizes. Actually, the cook-off tournaments, you can win prizes also. And then even our fraternities do different things like cookouts and stuff like that where people are invited to them. So, like I said, the energy here, it's always great. we always have fun, and it's just a great place to be.
Yeah, sounds like a good community. So what is your major, and do you have a minor?
My major is actually mathematical economics.
Oh, my gracious.
It is exactly as it is stated. That's the way you think about it. it is a mix of economics and mathematics, and it's essentially like it's almost two majors put into one. Yeah,
it sounds like it.
It's very, very tough. A lot of work every night, and you can attest to that with me answering your email a day or two later. You know, so it's very tough.
Oh yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's going to pay off later on in life. So, and I do not have a minor. If I had a minor, I'd probably have gray hair right now. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, with doing that and then playing football and everything, I don't know that you would have time.
It would be very, very rough for me. It's going to pay off in the end, so.
Yeah, exactly. Are there any special requirements that you have to do for that program? Like, you have to do internships?
Right now, a lot of that stuff, you get to, you know, your junior year, which is what I'm in now, and then your senior year. So I haven't really got there yet. I know there's not, like, requirements, you know, like as far as like you got to do this or you don't graduate besides for getting your curriculum done. I'm pretty sure internships and stuff like that are, you know, they're pushed for. That's a big thing here in Hampton Sydney. And then our senior year, we have I wouldn't call it a project necessarily for this major. It's different depending on the major. I think we have more of like it's kind of like a presentation type thing, something like that, I'm pretty sure. But of course, like I said, I'm not a senior, so I'll get more to that next year, right when I get there. But I know for sure that different majors have different things that the students do as a senior, you know, to just kind of see where they are with the curriculum and how they learned, you know, everything. And
was there anything specific that led you to choose this school over the other ones?
Hampton Sydney, you know, it's has been known, you know, for being an extremely difficult school. and I can hold that to being true today on this. Of course, you know, we want everyone to come and, you know, try to succeed and achieve the goal of earning a degree from here. But I'll be honest, I mean, if you aren't willing to work hard and be strict on completing all your work, staying up at all times of the night, studying or completing papers and projects, you know, stuff like that, and taking some of the toughest exams on demand, this might not be the place for you, honestly. But as a student athlete here, I mean, I can say to myself, like, it's very, very tough, and it can be completed by anyone who comes in, you know, and they put in the work, you know, the hard work and dedication to being successful in the classroom. And I can also say that if someone wants to come here and play a sport, you're given the same work as the rest of the students. Nothing's given to you lighter or anything like that. It doesn't matter if you have 5 a.m. workouts every day, meetings, practice, and have to leave 2 days early for a game. The homework, the quizzes, exams, and everything is expected to be done and, you know, completed at the same time as a student who is not an athlete. But as I said, I mean, it's extremely tough, but it can be done. Our professors and everyone here, they want to see you succeed. And if you try your best and, you know, you give it your all, they're going to work with you on the material and get you where you can graduate. You may not graduate with a 3.5 GPA, but you will get your diploma, you know.
Well, you know that working harder and everything makes you appreciate it a lot more, and it's much more rewarding because you're like, right, I fought for that. Right.
But some more specific factors, you know, that led me here. As I said, you know, the classroom and how serious they take academics here and how it will pay off in the end. It's a big thing, you know. Small class sizes, that was a big thing for me. Because I like to, you know, establish a personal relationship with my professor and, you know, seek that help whenever I need it. Because I know you can't do that a lot of times at bigger schools. And then, of course, I mean, I'm always looking towards the future. And our school, our alumni networking is one of the best, you know, in the country. I'm pretty sure we're number two in the nation. Like, we've been ranked number two in the nation for alumni networking. And we have many, many successful alumni. I'm talking billionaires. you know, so that's a big thing here. And then another, like, personal thing for me was, of course, football. I had, you know, the opportunity to go somewhere where my education was paid for through athletics, you know, but the school just had so many different types of, you know, assets and things that I felt would help me later on in life that I thought, you know, paying a little money now, you know, will benefit me, you know, better in the future than, you know, going to a school for free because of, you know, athletics. Because, you know, football, it's not always going to be here for me, you know. You get older.
Exactly. Eventually, exactly, you'll be doing stuff.
I figured I'd go to a school where they'll prepare me, you know, to be the best employee or owner that I could be. And, you know, that'll do me better than, you know, going to a school for free just because of football and, you know, playing for a while and then getting out. And what am I going to do now? You know, so, right.
Oh,
so,
exactly. That community that you guys build, I'm sure, blends into the alumni so that you kind of you get closer, right, and better, right, connections.
And, I'll also say, finishing up, the area, I touched on the area earlier, and how it reminded me of, you know, being at home. I'm from the country. I love it. You know, so it's like I picked up home and just took it with me to college, you know, so that it's like a comfort factor, you know. And then another thing is the standards of the school and how you're expected and given no choice but to be great and grow as a man. As I said, this is an all-male college. So our motto at our school is forming a man and good citizens. And we stick by that and we abide by that. And that's who we are, you know. So,
all right. So last question, ma'am, I have for you. What do you wish that you had known coming in, or a prospective student could benefit from?
Let's say here here at Hampton Sydney, we don't really have your typical English class courses. So our similarity, you know, our similar thing, it's what we call the rhetoric program. And we actually have a rhetoric facility now that was just built, if that, you know, kind of tells you the importance of it here. When you leave this college, you're sort of expected to know how to write and speak in a correct and proper manner. We are worked with, you know, by our rhetoric professors on our writing every day while in those courses. And other courses, or pretty much every other course, we have to write a paper. The professors stick by the rhetoric and using, you know, the correct skills and everything, you know, to write papers and stuff like that. And then throughout many of your other courses, professors, you know, they work with you on your speaking and, you know, giving lectures and presentations. You know, that writing and speaking are two key components, you know, to obtaining a great job and being a great employee or owner. And our school makes sure, you know, that here in Hampton City, they make sure that you know how to do both of those. And this program, it's very, very beneficial. And then to graduate, also, you have to complete two key rhetoric courses, and then also complete it's called the RPE for short. It's the rhetoric proficiency exam, and it's essentially an exam to test if you're pretty much sufficient enough by the college's standards to be done with the rhetoric material, or, you know, to see if you need any more help. They're not going to fail you. Can't complete rhetoric. They're just going to work with you all 4 years to make sure that you're getting, you know, the best help possible and becoming, you know, as good as you can, as good as possible. 4 years, you know, while you're here with rhetoric. So
it's pretty awesome, because I know not a lot of schools and stuff will focus on that. And it's something that you can really tell in the workforce whether or not somebody's actually really looked into it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's cool. Thank you so much for talking with me today. You. The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So, for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard or just know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.